Today is November 9th, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $16,345.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, just another day. A day after the election.
Day after the election, and nothing is looking pretty. Talking about markets-wise.
Markets-wise, definitely. I mean...
Yeah?
Yeah, there's blood on the streets.
All the way around. I don't think the economy didn't even like what came out of yesterday.
No, it seemed like the economy was kind of pricing in the election results as being a red wave, which is kind of weird. And then it turned into a red ripple at best.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's still a lot more outstanding out there in the market than what I was expecting. In the elections than what I was kind of expecting at this point.
Yep.
Although it's just so funny anymore. Like, it's just almost assumed if you're going to have an election, you're going to have issues for some reason with the ballots.
You know, for quote unquote first world country, we have third world elections, it seems like, yeah. Every time.
Blockchain could fix that.
It could.
Everybody's votes would be seen. Yeah. So right now, looking at the market, so Bitcoin price, like you hear at the beginning, I mean, if you're listening to this, more than likely you're already into Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. If you're not, then you're probably terrified right now. I'm surprised I haven't heard from Thrower. He's probably crying, hating me and you and us.
He's biting that pillow as he's getting plowed.
I go with it now. I'm like, yeah.
I just loosen up and just accept it. Accept the ride.
Let's just do this. Yeah. So what we saw, and it's so crazy, man. We were at 21,000, I think, on just Monday or something like that. And then we hit a low of $15,723 yesterday, it looks like. No, $15,704 was the low yesterday.
Wow.
Incredible buying opportunity for those that had some dry powder sitting on the sidelines. In my opinion, I mean, maybe I'm completely wrong and that's not financial advice. I do not believe that Bitcoin is done. I believe it'll continue to tread forward. But just like everything else right now, this was a big shakeup that kind of took place. All kind of predictions going on. I'm sure you and I kind of talked about this earlier on the car ride. We saw this kind of happen before. How long ago was that? Was that 3 months ago? 4 months ago? With Tether Luna Classic? With that debacle?
Yes.
And then it went into, I think, Celsius and then Three Arrows Capital. Like, it was just that snowball effect, right?
Yep. And that was kind of our blood in the streets moment. And what did it hit back then? Like 18,000 for a brief blip?
Yeah, I want to go back and see. I want to say, what was that? I have to go back further. Where was that trough at? That wasn't in September, was it? That was further back than that.
Maybe. I thought that was further back. I thought it was like maybe July, August, somewhere in there.
I'm going back through the chart here looking. Because we did see a big drop to 18,956 back in June. Saw another one back in July where it went to 19,321. 18,789 in September. 18,466 in September. And then this by far is the biggest one we've had. Where, I mean, this is the lowest we've gone in how far back? Let's see this. We haven't been at this level since... I swear to God. November of 2020. So, wow, that's crazy. November 9th, 2020. We were at 15,975. What's the day? November 9th, 2022?
Yep.
Yep. So it's been almost 2 years ago exactly that we were at this level. Right in that ballpark. That's nuts, man. Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, we had those collapses that took place basically within the market where and it always goes back to the stable tokens. And I don't know why. Yeah. I don't if it's just it's ill advised, if they're not backing them the way they should, and maybe greed's just taking over. And people are like, well, we're good. But and I think it goes back to they start to fall into the trap of what current banks do, right? Where they're almost doing fractional holdings, fractional reserve kind of lending with the stable coins.
Well, that's the whole thing with Bitcoin is you're not going to be able to do that necessarily. You know, there's a limited supply.
Right.
So maybe that is what's happening.
Well, and I think what these guys do is they're saying, okay, well, the markets are hot, right? And like, if you think of FTX, like, I don't even think FTX existed more than, let's see, when was the birth of FTX? It's not that old of an exchange. Sorry, while I pull this up. It's not that old of an exchange. It started, okay, May 2019 is when it looks like FTX began. Sam Bankman-Fried and Gary Wang founded FTX in May of 2019. They built their money trading with arbitrage, right? They were finding Bitcoin cheaper on one exchange, buying it up, and then selling it on the other exchange and making money off of that. So they were doing arbitrage trading, and that's what allowed them to get basically the funding to get FTX going. And FTX, I want to say, they advertised during the Super Bowl. They did a bunch of different things. Like, they spent a lot of money, and they got a lot of money from a bunch of different places. A lot of investments that went through. I was going to look and see if I can see who invested. Sorry, I'm trying to do this just kind of off the top. So funded by 29 investors. Oh no, Coinbase was involved. Coinbase Ventures and Sequoia Capital are the most recent investors in FTX. Had raised a total of $900 million over four rounds. Almost $1 billion they raised.
Money well spent.
Yeah. Dude, and that's why I said, I think what I was trying to go back to was how many times do these guys get so excited, or they just don't think they can make mistakes, and that greed takes hold, where they were creating their stablecoin basically out of thin air, and it wasn't being backed one to one, you know, and that's one of the big things. Like Tether, there's always been a lot of Tether FUD in the past. Basically saying that Tether does not have the assets to back the Tether token that's out there, because one Tether is supposed to be equal to $1. And they keep on claiming that they have that money in reserves and assets. And every time they get audited, they keep on finding that it may not be exactly in dollars, but they do have assets that actually underlie and back what that $1 Tether is supposed to do. So every time that there's FUD with that, they're always able to go through and kind of set people at ease, and you know, they're never finding any FUD, you know, or actually any cooking of the books or anything like that. Apparently FTX, so there's a few things that happened with this guy. There is one of the founders, and I want to say it's Jason Voorhees, and I could be wrong with that name because I know that's the killer from Friday the 13th.
I was gonna say, did he come and slay you at home? But yeah, okay, no. Keep going.
So sorry,
He just slays your pocketbook.
What is his name? It's not... It's Voorhees, but it's not... What is it? Man, I just did not prepare easy. Well for this. It's... Shapeshift CEO. What's his name? There's a weird few things that went on. Eric Voorhees. I'm sorry. Okay, I got it wrong. Eric Voorhees, Jason Voorhees. I knew it was Friday the 13th kind of thing. The founder of FTX, the Sam Fried, whatever his name is. I really don't care because he's a piece of trash for as far as I'm concerned. He was on, it was found the other day, and this all kind of started within the past 3 weeks, although it may go back more than that. He was found to be donating money to a particular political group, and they're very blue, and he was looking, he kept on saying he wanted more and more regulations for the crypto space. Which most of the people within the crypto space, most of the people that run the exchanges, like CZ, stuff like that, they're all about, they're very much libertarian, for the most part, by and large, right?
Yeah.
They found out that he was donating money to the Democrats, and that he was basically saying that, you know, he got caught by Eric Voorhees talking about how that he should be allowed to censor transactions on his network, basically limiting freedom of speech. And Eric Voorhees was talking about, well, if emails, like if you have no problem with, you know, emails not being restricted and there's no censorship on emails, your transactions should be the same thing. Like it's a way of communicating, voting with your dollar or saying something with your dollar, you know, whatever the case may be, is a form of communication, and that should be freedom of speech, should be protected that way. So that kind of started the ringing of bells when a lot of people were like, oh, you're not who we thought you were. He was kind of like the wolf in sheep's clothing kind of thing within the crypto space.
Yeah.
And apparently he had not had the proper backing for his FTT token. And then it was on Monday, CZ from Binance, which CZ, like, dude, that guy, like, have you ever looked into him?
I have not. I know who he is.
He started off working at McDonald's like 10 years ago or something like that. Like, you know, he was doing like nothing in his life. And now he runs like the world's largest exchange. Obviously, he's got to be a smart guy. It was kind of weird. Monday, there was a release saying that they were going to suspend trading of the FTT token on Binance, which is weird because Binance carries their own token anyways, the Binance coin. Yes. Exists on Binance, but they, you know, they've supported, because CZ tries to support the crypto industry all the way around. There were a lot of different rumors that there was insolvency that was going on, and I want to say FTX actually has another subsidiary called Alameda. So the same people that called out Celsius, sorry, I'm going to try and keep all this straight. The same people that called out Celsius ran a report on Alameda, which is, like I said, a subsidiary of FTX. They were saying they're going to be insolvent here pretty soon, which was ringing, you know, the alarm bell started going off. So with what Fried was saying, where he was going to try and he wanted more regulations and he wanted to be able to censor transactions, all these types of things. And then you have Alameda showing that they were not going to be, they were going to be insolvent here pretty soon. CZ decided he was going to stop trading of the FTT token on Binance, which right there, that started to cause a huge cascade of sales, because if Binance wasn't going to carry the token, that was basically a huge liquidity pool that was gone, right?
Yep.
So basically that was almost like a shot in the head, right? And, you got a guy that may be wounded already, and CZ just walked up and just put a bullet directly in the brain. Now, the weird thing was, that was on Monday that I heard that. Weird thing was on this morning was that he was saying CZ had stated, came out and said that he was going to acquire FTX. He was going to let Alameda wither and die on the vine. whatever on that. However, he was going to buy up FTX and he was going to make them solvent, right? He was going to give them all the liquidity they needed and he was just going to absorb it. And there was a lot of rumors saying that maybe he had planned it all that way, that he had planned to go in and just kind of basically do a fierce acquisition, like hostile takeover of the company. And this was his way of doing it. And it sounded like it had been going on for months. So they had stated today that there was a non-binding agreement that after due diligence was performed, they would purchase FTX. And I don't think they disclosed the amount of money that it was going to be purchased for. Mr. Fried, or Fried, I don't know how you say his name. Bankman Fried. He said...
No, just listen to that name. Bankman Fried. That's probably sounds more accurate.
He said today, he's like, oh yeah, well thank you to CZ. He's going to bail us out. He's going to make sure that everybody with the FTT token is going to be remain solvent. We'll be able to resume the trading. You know, you'll be able to withdraw your funds, all that kind of stuff. Now, it's been reported like between FTX and Alameda, over $10 billion from other crypto exchanges has been loaned out to them. And it looks like they are just going completely belly up. And it is scaring the market like crazy.
And you said $10
billion? $10 billion. $10 billion in liquidity.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some crazy little altcoin, that's a lot of funding.
Yeah, for what was supposed to be a stablecoin that was supposed to be backed one-to-one, and apparently it's not. They were just creating the money out of thin air, like somebody else that we know, right? Mm-hmm. And just issuing it out, and they weren't backing it at all. Binance had enough money that they would have been able to do it, and actually we just got that report right before we were going to start. This is coming off of Barron's, and they're saying Binance will not rescue rival exchange FTX in another blow to crypto stability. Basically, what was stated was, as a result of corporate due diligence, as well as the latest news reports regarding mishandled customer funds and alleged U.S. agency investigations, we have decided that we will not pursue the potential acquisition of FTX. And that's what CZ said earlier on Twitter. So that's going to even cause... I mean... It would have been bad enough had they acquired FTX and let Alameda die because there was so much still that was loaned out to that particular exchange. Now we have this happening where he's not even going to save FTX, so that's a huge liquidity crunch that's going to happen. You're going to have a credit crisis here pretty soon. And you're going to find out, I mean, basically you're going to find out who's naked, right? Who was in bed with this that shouldn't have been? Because those ramifications are just beginning. Those dominoes are about to fall, and they're going to fall hard.
So, thinking about that, I mean, what's the price of Bitcoin going to be in the short term?
I don't know. Bitcoin seemed like, earlier today, it had seemed like it was starting to rally back up. People don't seem to understand. I mean, and maybe, and so here's the catch, right? Like, if FTX, if there was a bunch of FTT that was used to purchase Bitcoin... and skyrocket some of that pricing up, that could be bad, right? Because that's fake money propping up Bitcoin. However, if they can't exchange it back out for FTT, if they've already exchanged it for Bitcoin, they might as well just loan it to Bitcoin unless they exchange the Bitcoin back in for cash.
Yeah.
I don't know. We had talked about this before, like whether or not, you know, the 17,000, like when we kind of touched off of there, the $18,000 mark, if that was kind of our bottom. I think we both had kind of said we don't think necessarily that it was. But there's a lot of different things going on. Like we hadn't recorded in a while, and I do apologize. I've been kind of gone quite a bit. I was almost wanting for us to just hold off because we know CPI numbers are going to be coming out here pretty soon.
Yep.
I think it's supposed to be, I thought it was supposed to be today, but maybe it's going to be tomorrow. When is that CPI numbers coming out?
It should be soon. And the third quarter economic numbers as well should be coming out soon.
Yeah, we're already starting to see some earnings reports starting to come out. And I think there was a lot, I think people were kind of holding their breath and really hoping November was going to be really good. Even though we did have last week, we did have the Fed raise interest rates again, right? By 0.75 basis point.
Yes.
Or 75 basis points is what they'd call it, right?
Yeah. But then they also said, we're not going to raise it too much going forward. We're probably going to do 50 going forward.
Well, so if you listen to what he said, we are going to do whatever it takes still. He did not say one way or the other. I think financial analysts were hoping that that's what they were going to say, was that they're probably going to start to taper, but it really depends on what these CPI numbers come out like. That's my personal opinion, but that's what I took from what Jerome Powell said.
I don't know. I just know that they've been raising interest rates and they're barely keeping up with inflation. And if you look at the price of gas, that's basically what's been saving their butts on the CPI numbers. And if that does start going up, which it hasn't yet, so we'll see. But if that does turn around, I mean, inflation's going to become a nightmare.
I mean, and that's the thing. If the CPI numbers for October go higher than what they were in September, that's going to be terrifying, right? Because that means whatever they're doing is not working at all. And, Jerome Powell and the Fed, we're going to have to kick it into overdrive. But at the same time, like, the thing that kills me is, you know, the government's spending big dollars. Where are they getting that from? If there's, you know, if interest rates, if we're supposed to be curbing the creation of dollars, but the federal government's doing all these big money expenditures.
Yep. I mean, just look at the Inflation Reduction Act. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, where's that money coming from? The Biden administration doing some of that 10% forgiveness on student loans. I mean, that's getting held up in courts right now, but I mean, there's no funding for that. They're not taxing extra. That's all printed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, you know, you asked earlier, you know, where's this heading? Is this, you know, are we kind of near the bottom again for Bitcoin? And Bitcoin is very resilient. I mean, you've seen this before. Like, if all of a sudden tomorrow something happens and yes, we realize FTX is gone, blah, 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 we can start to see Bitcoin kind of start to rise, because there's no way it can stay at this price level unless people are just selling en masse and there's nobody buying, which I doubt that's the case. People are probably waiting at this point just to kind of see if there's a bottom out in some way, before they start to try and catch that falling knife. But man, this is pretty low levels. I've heard from a couple friends and they're like, dude, Bitcoin's breaking my heart, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it kind of break mine too. But at the same time, I wish I had more money right now. I would exactly be buying, because this is an incredible opportunity. But at the same time, we don't know. Is this the bottom? We don't know yet. You know, we did see start to carve back up, you know, from that $15,740 or $723.
Well, my prediction is we're just getting started. I mean, economically, we know that what the Federal Reserve is doing is crushing the economy by raising interest rates, and it's still not curbing inflation. At some point, there's going to be some type of financial Armageddon. There's going to be blood on the streets everywhere, and that goes for everything, especially the bond market, you know, stocks, the whole deal, crypto. It's going to all just be terrible. Sooner or later, that's coming. There is no avoiding this. And I don't know. It's just looking at the timing of what's happening. I mean, is it around the corner? I mean, I've been expecting this to happen for a long time, but it feels like it's imminent.
Yeah. No, and I know we had talked. I figured like the Fed was actually going to taper its interest rate raising, especially going into midterms. Didn't happen. They continued to raise the whole time. They never stopped. They never let off the pedal. So right now I just pulled up a report on what they were talking about. Inflation numbers come out tomorrow. So we're going to have CPI numbers coming out tomorrow. It's expected to remain high. They're predicting right below 8%. They're predicting 7.9, which is only slightly less than the 8.2 that we had from the previous month. So I don't know. I mean, if it doesn't hit that 7.9 target, that's going to be a big deciding factor as to whether or not we bottomed or we're going to keep on going down. If they can massage the numbers and be like, oh, inflation came in at 7.6% for last month, we may have a different story. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's scary times. I mean, this could be the Lehman Brothers for the crypto market with what's going on with FTX.
Yep, the Lehman Brothers on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $10 billion. I mean, like I said, the dominoes, if you know, when that liquidity crisis and that credit crisis happens, you're going to find out exactly who was swimming where they shouldn't have been swimming and who was skinny dipping.
Yep.
Because you're going to have naked shorts everywhere.
They're going to all be beached because the water's coming out.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's scary times and it's exciting times. And part of me just wants the market to crash so bad. Not because I want to see people in pain and anguish and all those types of things, but I want to just get it done with.
Yep.
Like, I mean, the only way we can recover is if we actually finally just pop that damn balloon. Pardon my French.
No, that's really what it is. I mean, that's kind of what a recession is. It's just pain.
Mm-hmm.
But our whole MO since basically 2000 is to avoid the pain. We'll just keep drinking, but we're going to keep drinking more to avoid the pain. We're not going to experience the hangover. We're just going to keep drinking.
Keep that alcohol going.
Keep it coming. And
we're not even conscious anymore. I mean, look at our president. He stumbles off stage all the time.
No, well, I'm just saying.
That was unfair to Joe. Sorry, Joe.
That was very, yes, very low blow.
Low blow but, to Joe.
That's just, they wrecked themselves. What was I going to say? Right now, we've been doing that. We kept drinking, partying, just doing all the crazy, irresponsible things as far as, I mean, not we, obviously, but like the leaders and financial positions of authority, especially in the Federal Reserve and, you know, the presidents and the whole deal. But we're getting cirrhosis of the liver now. This is not going to keep working.
Yeah, we're beyond the shakes, right?
Exactly. And it might just kill us because you can't just, there's a point in alcohol, you can't stop just drinking. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Are we at that point yet?
I don't know. It's interesting, though. I think we're going to have to record again this weekend. We've got to. I mean, because we're going to have the CPI numbers come out. And like I said, that's going to be a huge determining factor. Is it going to put some wind back in the sails? Because if those CPI numbers come out high, and I have a feeling they're going to be high, just because I have not seen anything trending down. Not like it kind of was. Like you could actually see it like at the gas pump before, right? Like we started to come back down. You're like, okay, maybe it's starting to kind of work, but I haven't felt that at all this month. And you barely felt it last month.
Groceries.
No, and then, I mean, what, you had the report earlier, I want to say it was early at the or end of October, they were talking about there was only like 30 days of diesel reserves left in the country.
Yep.
Which doesn't make any sense to me at all.
That's in major cities, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of drinking, yeah, there we go. I don't know, man. It's exciting times. I mean, scary times, nerve-wracking times, you know. And I was thinking the other day, I was like, man, I should put my Bitcoin into some sort of a cash equivalent at the moment just to kind of keep it on the sideline and see if this was going to happen. But I never trust myself with something like that. Like, I freak out too much, and I can't continually watch the market, so...
You know what, though? This is a totally high-risk environment. No matter what you do, you're taking insane amounts of risk.
Mm-hmm.
There's no safe bets right now. I mean, yeah. I think the safest, in my opinion, is probably precious metals in crypto. But what do I know? This is not financial advice.
Not financial advice. You guys do your own thing. But just make sure you're aware of all the risks with everything you do, right?
Absolutely.
But yeah, let's try and reconvene this weekend and just kind of see where we're looking. Maybe even do a podcast on maybe Sunday evening or something like that, right around the close of the market for the week, just to kind of see where we end up.
Okay, so predictions before we close out.
Whew.
So CPI, like kind of they're targeting 7.9. Do you think it's going to be higher?
I do think it's going to be higher. I mean, if September was 8.2, I'm going to say that we're probably going to be at 8.3.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think it's going to touch 7.9. If it does, I don't believe it. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think maybe a tick up is really what we're looking at.
Yeah. I think so too. And if that's the case, that's why I said I don't think Jerome Powell is going to slow down the increase of the interest rates. But we'll see. I don't know. Bitcoin price. What do you think? What do you think will happen with that? What's your prediction on there?
Well, I think it all depends on what the CPI numbers come out to. And if they are higher than ever, then Bitcoin is going to go down.
Yeah. Yeah, everything is going to just tumble. Dow Jones is down. SPX is down. What is this one? This one's green. What is this? VIX. The VIX is up 2.15. Let's look at the foreign currency market. The Russian ruble's down. The euro is up a little bit, less than 1%, less than 0.25%. The British pound is up almost 0.5%. The Chinese yuan is down 1/8 of a percent. Yeah, I think that's right. 0.8%. Gold, let's see what gold is doing. Gold is up 0.14%. Silver is up 0.28%. And oil is up 0.17%. So, yeah, the FANG stocks are doing badly. Facebook announced 11,000 layoffs. One of my employees or one of my coworkers, they work as a liaison contractor for Facebook, and so they got an email saying that they were safe, that they were, you know, whoever their contact was still safe within the company and would still be there. And yeah, scary times, man.
Yep, for sure.
Scary times. Godspeed for those that actually do end up losing their jobs. Like, that's not good. Nobody ever wants to go through that. So, but that's, nope. You know what though? Jerome Powell was like, well, we need to see that strain on the labor markets. I mean, that's what they're talking about when they talk about those things. I know in their heads they're, you know, they try and make it just sound like it's business, but I mean, those are people's lives that they're messing with. So, yeah. Anyways.
I hear you. And you know what? That's the thing with this type of situation is the rates of people ending themselves definitely goes up. So,
yeah,
don't do that.
Don't do that. If you reach out to some suicide prevention, talk to your family and friends, do something. We don't need to see real blood in the streets. Let's just keep it in the markets themselves.
Yep. No reason to take a quote unquote permanent solution for a temporary problem.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this regardless of what happens within these markets, you can always make money again. So
absolutely.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a good one, and we will talk to you guys again soon.
All right, man. Latest.
Bye.